There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Essential to this day is you're paying attention to all of the factors and factoids on the Doug Steffen Good Day program presented by my accomplished list of friends and contributors, including Jennifer Horan and Roberta Fasinelli, who are here at their own behest. Well, there's a request for me and a behest from themselves. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, which is mostly about the debate, right? Isn't it pretty much all debate? That's pretty much what we're doing here. What they're doing.
Well, I have a very important story about making beer into gasoline, but other than that, yeah. Huge story.
It'd be cheaper than buying gas.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Make your own.
Not much. Okay, so the first presidential debate is tonight. The GOP has its talking stick. There are 10 candidates that will be on at 9 o'clock, 7 will be on at 5 o'clock. Based on the average of recent national polls, somebody asked the question on the air yesterday, and I didn't have an answer. Fox News says that it took this from random polls. How'd they decide on which polls to monitor? Anybody know?
Five.
I understand there were, but how?
The average. How I don't know how they chose.
Well, that's
them,
the point. The question is, what are they? I suppose. Well, some people will come up with that. Donald Trump is polling the highest by far. Despite being the most controversial, I think it is the reason he is polling as high as he is because he is controversial, frankly.
And he has a brand. I mean, people, that's really important, sadly. I mean, whether, not that I think
name
it's sad in this
known.
Case, but, I mean, so many low-information voters just vote on name recognition.
Yeah.
And, you know, it helps him.
Former Governor Jeb Bush, he wants you to call him Jeb. And I guess that's okay. I don't know what else he has to say, but
he's making a lot of money.
Yep, he's made a lot of money. Scott Walker, apparently uninterested in the fact that he's described as a union buster. Isn't that how he's got a lot of unions?
Yeah, that's his story from Wisconsin. Right. But I'd like to see from him, I've said it before, because I think he has a great track record and a lot to talk about. I just hope that he does it in a way that's exciting, because he can be a little, you know, just a little vanilla.
Mike Huckabee, former
surprising
pastor.
At four, right? In fourth place?
Yeah, fourth place.
So
really?
Surprises me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That does.
Yeah, I don't...
I like him, but I'm surprised.
I don't... He's too preachy, way too preachy for me. On social issues, he's just way too much in your face about that stuff.
See, that's what I like about him. He's not in your face about anything.
Mm-hmm. Huckabee?
He seems like a nice guy.
Well, he's a wonderful guy. I met the guy. I think he's a wonderful guy. I just don't want him sticking his nose in my business. It's none of his business what I do or anybody else does.
Anybody that sits in that office or tries to stick in their nose in your business.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in
it. It's just a matter of where they're putting their nose.
Sticking their nose in my business. Ben Carson, who plays, what's that game?
Operation.
Okay.
Ben Carson is so smart, and I'm excited to see him actually tonight, but he just needs to amp it up.
Ted Cruz, another snoozer.
Oh, no, I like Ted.
Tea Party Golden Boy. Man. You know, let's just digress a minute. Let's go back to the Tea Party scandal. If you did not hear this or did not know this.
Which one?
The Tea Party scandal of the IRS. The bipartisan probe of this scandal has netted some results. The report issued today by the Senate Finance Committee lays the blame for the failure when it comes to getting the information or what happened in the Tea Party scandal completely on the shoulders of Lois Lerner, who coincidentally is no longer there. It's easy to blame somebody who's not there any longer, right? What's she going to say? Do you think there are other people involved in this? I sure as heck do. I think this comes from the White House. I think it all came down.
Which is why she's not in jail.
Because she's protected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a go-to-jail offense. I mean, I don't know what you do with people
tampering
like this.
Tampering with government information?
Yeah, it's a go-to-jail offense.
It absolutely is a go-to-jail offense.
Well,
you tried to delete.
Well, all right, so does that... Wait a minute.
You tried to delete an IRS hard drive.
Does that mean that Hillary Clinton is a candidate for jail? If, in fact, all of the things about Benghazi...
That's why the FBI
have been
is looking
covered
into
up.
It.
Really?
She will never
go
to jail, but she is definitely a candidate to go to jail, for sure.
So that gives Roberta's candidate, Bernie, a chance to really whip him up.
Yeah, right. Orange usually doesn't bring in the votes, no.
Orange jumpsuits, doesn't look good in the Oval
Office. Depends on Cleveland, it does. It may not in everybody else, but in Cleveland, it's great. This is the anniversary, 70th anniversary... of the bombing of Hiroshima. Do you pronounce it Hiroshima or Hiroshima?
I say Hiroshima.
Hiroshima. So the mayor of the city of Hiroshima renewed his call for the president of our country and other presidents, world leaders, to step up efforts to eradicate all nuclear weapons. Amen to that, brother. When you look at the pictures of what happened. Most of us were not alive when this took place. 240,000 civilians died, either from the direct explosion or the radiation that happened after the Enola Gay dropped that bomb right smack over the center of Hiroshima. First time an A-bomb was ever dropped. You look at the accounts of Harry Truman making the decision to do this. Because at the time, most of you may or may not know, those of you who studied history, sadly those of you who are currently enrolled in school or victims of the school system the last 20 years probably don't know this, about the fact that Harry Truman, on the night he decided to do this, there were two decisions to make. It was either drop the bomb or invade Japan. If we had invaded Japan, the estimates were that 2 million Japanese would be killed and at least 200,000 American soldiers would die. So on the face of that, rather than, and there were a lot of people who didn't want to use the bomb, the militarists, MacArthur, all of the people that were big names, Eisenhower never really weighed in on this directly, but the decision, the recommendation to Truman was that we invade Japan. Send in, just do what we did in Japan, like we did in D-Day. Send in and just go for it. And then there was the A-bomb. And Truman, he worked at it for, you read the accounts, he worked at it, thinking it through for 3 or 4 days, and he decided to go with a bomb. And I think he did the right thing. Yes, no, everybody around the room? Yes or no? Is it the right, the A-bomb versus losing 200,000 American men and 2 million Japanese?
Yep.
Was it the right thing to do? Yes or no?
At the time, yes.
Imagine having to pull that trigger, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Imagine having to... Yeah. That's. I think Harry Truman is one of the really underrated presidents of our country. Guy was a haberdasher. Came from no place. Was a senator. He got elected on a whim. And then when Roosevelt needed somebody that was nondescript, everybody, he didn't even know who Truman was, by the way. Do you know that? FDR never knew who Truman was until somebody came to him and said, that senator from Missouri, you ought to put him on the ballot with you the last time around. So they did, because they figured he'd be no threat, and he wouldn't be in the way, he was just there. And look at what the guy got into and stood up to it.
How many...
You know what a haberdasher is, right? Jennifer Younger, people know what a haberdasher is. He's a clothier. He was a seamster.
I think he was a clothier.
Clothier. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Richie.
Well, just think about it. If you walk through the halls of Congress or the Senate right now, how many haberdashers do you think you
wouldn't
would find?
Wouldn't find many of them there. Mostly
you would
lawyers.
What? 80% lawyers.
A few business people. Yep.
Yeah. Lawyers and doctors.
Yep.
Lawyers, doctors, and a few business people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But think about the, you know, you look at pictures of Obama now. Look at pictures of anybody who's been the president and how they age in the office.
Yeah.
Look at what it did at Clinton.
Yeah.
Never really seemed to take that effect on
Bush.
On Reagan, old man Bush either. Reagan, because the last year and a half he had Alzheimer's and he didn't have it full blown, but he had enough of it so that it wasn't getting to him. And a lot of people said he dyed his hair anyway.
Listen to this factoid.
What?
While 0.6% of the U.S. adult population are lawyers, 41% of the 113th Congress are are lawyers. Members of Congress are 68 times as likely as all American adults to have practiced law.
Amazing, isn't it? 16 after the hour. Chuck Stephens,
right.
Good day, program.
Faith Green, Harrison with you. August in Europe is vacation time. Here in the States, it's any time during the summer months. But as we think green, how do you take a low-carbon vacation and still have fun? Well, it's not so difficult. It's actually cheaper and a nice kiss to the environment, too, especially with gas prices through the roof, affecting airfare and other modes of travel. When we consider the farther away we travel, the greater our carbon emissions. Example, planes crank out the most carbon emissions per person. Then come cars, then trains, and finally buses in the polluting category. So going by rail is the best bet these days, especially since Amtrak's been rehabbing their choo-choos over the past number of years. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the number 4 pick in the 1996 draft and played for 5 NBA teams. He's a 2-time All-Star who tallied over 16,000 points in his career.
Marbury, stutter step, baseline drive, reverse, yeah!
So where is Stephon Marbury now? Stephon's been playing in the Chinese Basketball Association since 2010 and was on the championship squad in 2012. He led his team by averaging 45 points per game in a single playoff series. Stephon recently made news when he was ordered to pay his former personal chef $330,000 for an old sexual harassment settlement.
Plenty of time. Marbury goes at Princeton side. Layup. It's good.
Stephon Marbury, or as they used to call him, Starberry. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Fear of failure drives many people. It keeps them stuck in place, afraid to act.
But while it sounds strange, the fear of success holds others back. How can you know if you're one of them?
Take a simple test. Think about a goal you've had for a while. How many reasons can you find for not achieving it?
If you can readily rattle off reasons why you won't succeed, you may fear success.
If that's the case, ask yourself this question. What will success cost you?
Once you have that answer, ask another question. Will this really happen? Most likely you'll realize your fear is based on a false perception.
Then you'll feel free to move ahead. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Hi, 19 after the hour. Doug Stephens, good day program.
Doesn't Roberta have some Queen of Cheap stuff for us?
Oh! You're right about that. Thank you, Kenny, for reminding me about
She's
that.
The queen.
Now, Bruce is more important.
All right, make it fast, Roberta. You got 60 seconds.
I have 60 seconds.
Let's go.
Okay, let's start with Staples. They've got a great deal going on. Ever lose your pens? Well, they'll give you 60 ballpoint pens and Bic ones at that, too. Not the lousy, you know, make-believe Bic pens. Just $3 at Staples.
$3.
Incredible deal. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now, if you've got a student heading off to college, here's another deal from Walmart. A laptop bundle, including the Chromebook laptop, a printer, a laptop sleeve, and a flash drive, all for $186. Which is an incredible deal if you got a kid going to college. You just want to get your kid a little laptop. Toys R Us giving you a free lunch kit with any backpack. And the Disney store has a sleep sale with bedtime favorites at only $10.
Here's from Walmart, Toys R Us, and Disney store in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
One, two, three, four. Get up high.
Get on up.
You do that, Richie?
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
James Brown, Roberta, can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Get up.
Oh, no. I sound like a crow that does shot. For the pellet gun. All right, so there are some interesting things created by people who seem to need to get a life, but they make money creating videos on YouTube. Such is the case with YouTuber DJ Chris Hill, who has mashed up audio and video from James Brown. This song, mashed up with Led Zeppelin's A Whole Lot of Love, to make a very entertaining song and a very compelling video, which you can see as our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. Originally, this got posted a couple of years ago, but began to go viral this week, already over a 500,000 views and growing. So you need to go watch it for sure and see what it's all about if you're a rock fan. But here is the mashup audio and video of the two put together by James Brown and Led Zeppelin, by DJ Chris Hill. Pretty clever, Richie.
Cool.
If this gets a 500,000 hits or more, Richie, how much money can this guy make on YouTube? What kind of support does he get? How do they measure what kind of support he gets money-wise?
If he's only got one video, it's not a whole lot. It's going to make a few $100 on it.
That's all?
Yeah, a couple $100. I mean, I know somebody who was getting a million views a month,
yeah,
and they were making a couple of grand a month.
That's it?
Yeah, you got to consistently put out something that gets a million, 2 million views to make any big money.
So then that's the backstory here for those of you who have designs on creating. There are people who have made a lot of money with the YouTube videos. but how many are there?
Look at PewDiePie.
You can count them on probably a couple of hands, right?
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah.
PewDiePie? Who's PewDiePie?
I mean, I have our sister organization here, the American Veterans Center.
Yeah.
We get about 1 million views a year on our videos that we produce.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It doesn't make any money.
No, really?
No.
Huh.
No. You got to do 1 million, 2 million a month.
Really?
Or more to make it a big money.
All right, well, at any rate, money's not the number one concern. Maybe it is for Chris Hill. But entertainment is our number one concern here. So if you want to see something that is pretty creative. See, it's fairly easy to do this, I say, having not ever done it, when it comes to the audio part of this. But putting it together in a video.
It's just time consuming, and you got to be a big creative here.
Yeah, right. Well, you got to know how to use the equipment, too, don't you think?
If he's pushing 2 or 3 of these out a month,
yeah,
he could get a good following. He could do well.
Yeah. I think that was that's the story behind the story. So once again, underscoring what is in the video of the day box, you can see all of our back videos. I think we go back a couple of months or more, don't we? Richie, with
more
our videos of today,
you go
way back.
Yeah,
indefinitely. There are a lot of great videos there that are compelling. Take your mind off things that you're thinking about and think about something that is either fun or thought-provoking on its own merit. That's the video of the day. Very important part of many things that are there for you to absorb every day at DougStephan.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health,
and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix a stiff drink, recline and dine.
There you go.
Yep. There we go. Another half hour of conversation courtesy of Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. He's now circling the track, as it were. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer and Richie. Let's try to figure out what the Russians are up to, although it seems rather blatant to me when you look at some of the rather simple. They're very simple and very direct. You kind of know where they're coming from all the time. The United Nations is trying to figure out what the Russians have for ample, they call it ample scientific data. Russia says that the 500,000 square miles in the Arctic that no one owns now are theirs. Yeah. Putin says, that's mine. The reason they're interested in all of this, it holds a lot of the unused oil and gas reserves in the world. And the, yes, it was yesterday, the day before, I remember it, not important. The number of times that I have focused on oil and gas and the abundance that we still have of this. And I think when the week started, the president was trying to convince everybody that we needed to do things to cut back on oil and gas usage, anything that's fossil fuel related, and move in the other direction. Well, we've been trying to move in the other direction, and there have been a lot of obstacles, especially to wind power, not so much solar power, although because there are more and more of these things showing up in the landscape and people think they're ugly. There are a lot of people who are saying to local communities, no, not so fast with the solar power. If you're going to put it on the land, put on a building.
Hillary Clinton wins solar power for everybody, though.
Yeah, really?
She's giving that out, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Who's going to pay for that?
Bo, you.
Not me.
Me. But you'll get solar power, so hey.
Really? You sure?
Solar panels, yeah, she's giving them out. She wins. Obama gave out cell phones. Solar panels.
And new cars.
Really? New cars.
Roberta, did you get your cell phone?
Free gift with
protection. You voted for him.
Yeah. All right, by the way, speaking of new cars, more Americans are buying cars that say, look at me, I have money, I want to drive a big car, I want to drive a fancy car. In the month of July, the three most sold cars in America were expensive top-of-the-line Acuras, top-of-the-line Audis, top-of-the-line Lincolns.
Good.
Those are
That's
the three
be doing.
Biggest selling cars during the month of July.
Lincoln
and
surprises me. They're
most,
having a resurgence.
Yeah, they are.
They're cool cars.
Most of the resurgence is built around cars that are comfortable, that people are not afraid to drive because the cost of gasoline is going down once again. But I am really, I mean, these cars have never really been in the top of mind, but improvement by 6-7% in the amount of sales for this past July versus July a year ago. And most of them, or many of them certainly, were the big, more expensive cars that are so-called gas guzzlers. I drive a car that is considered a gas guzzler. I drive it because, A, I like it, B, it's comfortable, C, it offers me because it's larger, I can see more of what's going on around me, therefore be smarter as a driver, and I think it offers me a certain amount of protection, although I don't know how well they're built anymore as compared to what they used to be. Like, they used to have real heavy bumpers on them, and if something happened to the bumper, you knew there was nothing going on. Last week I was driving, I had my pickup truck was in the shop or something. It was a problem with it. So I was driving my Rover in and out of the fields where I was mowing hay, and we were working the hay. And so one night I came out of a field, it was almost dark, and a guy came down the road and he almost clipped me. And in order to avoid him, I ended up in a ditch. And in the ditch was a stump. And when I drove away from the stump, I left the bumper with the stump.
Well, no cussing at all, right?
I was very angry.
Of course, you should have been.
Yeah. Well, but when I was the story wasn't so much the guy who ran me into the hole, but how easily this piece of plastic, because that's all it is. There is absolutely. Remember the bumpers we used to have on cars that actually did something? I put big heavy bumpers on all my trucks to eliminate the problem of running into trees, rocks, whatever it is that we do when we go into the fields. But these cars, it's all flash and splash. It's all for looks. There is absolutely no protection, no strength. When that bumper got ripped off and I looked underneath to see what the superstructure was like, Richie, I couldn't believe how flimsy the steel that comes to the back of it and holds the bumper, if you will, in place.
They have an infrastructure, but it's all wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the whole car now. You have Meredith had an...
I mean, cars are safer nowadays than they used to be.
Well, they are because of the internal guts of it. You wear seatbelts and you have these airbags and that sort of thing.
Right.
But they aren't built better. They aren't stronger. They aren't tougher. They don't have real metal in them. I had... Meredith had
not
a sticker she wanted me to put on the car. I couldn't find a place to put it because there's no metal. It's all plastic or titanium.
Yeah, a lot of these moms and dads driving around with it like on their gas cap because that's the only piece of metal in their car.
Yeah, that's the only place you can put it. Yeah, right.
So I'm the proud mom of it. It's like put on their gas cap.
Right. Well, the reason for this, according to the major automakers, is that they sold 17 million cars. This is the first year 17 million cars have been sold.
It's amazing.
Since before 2008. Now, the SUV sales are great. The price of a barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude is half of what it was a year ago. The price yesterday was under $46 a barrel. So the price of gasoline is finally going down at the pump. When I say finally, remember when Newt Gingrich said all the gasoline should be $2.50 or under? No matter what it costs them to buy it because of the way they produce it, the way they ship it around now. The number of gallons of gasoline being sold is directly related to what it costs. So in California, where the prices are ridiculous now, I mean, just plain outrageous, the predictions were that gasoline would be at or under $2 after Labor Day. I see it heading in that direction.
Not
in California.
No.
What are you paying for gas, Roberta, in New York?
California. I was just out in California, and I could not figure out how gas could be anywhere from $3.69 a gallon to $5.04 a gallon.
Ask Jennifer. She'll tell you.
Within a 5 or 10 mile range.
Because people are crazy.
It was nuts.
Well, it's nuts.
First, I'd like to know where you find $3.99 gas, because I haven't been able to find that. It's somewhere around $4.99.
No, wow. I found $3.69 gas. Go to Gas Buddy, and it'll tell you where to find it. Actually, right by the airport. I think it was like $3.79
yeah.
for gas. It wasn't
yeah.
bad at all. But Beverly Hills, it was $5.04 at a mobile station.
Yep.
I was like, seriously, guys?
And is that the only gas station in Beverly Hills? That's why.
Could not understand it. In New Orleans, we're paying $2.29.
Should be cheap there, because you got all the means of production there. Shipping is easy.
And then, you know, you shop at Winn-Dixie, and you get gas points. Sometimes I pay under $1 a gallon for gas.
Mm. But it's just, it is amazing how we are being duped, though, still, by these people. And under the circumstances, when the cost of gasoline is low, home heating oil is low, all the other things, natural gas is low, so the president is sort of whistling in the dark because nobody's going to pay any attention to this. We think in short terms and short bursts. We think now, okay, today this is what the price is, so I'm buying a car for today. Tomorrow the price goes up again, that car becomes worthless, you trade it in for a little four-passenger putt-putt.
We started looking at cars the other day. My wife drives a 2011 Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
All the bells and wheels and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, what are we going to replace it with? Because it's starting to get up there a mile. The price of cars is crazy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I give $40,000 and $50,000 to buy a well-equipped SUV.
Yeah. That's what it is. Those Explorers are $45,000, $46,000, $48,000.
I grew up in the car business. I cannot make myself spend that kind of money on four wheels. Can't do it.
Well, that's why I always buy used cars, Richie, because I want to buy a car that costs maybe $60,000, $70,000 when it was new, but it's off that mark by $30,000 by the time it's been driven a couple of years. Excuse me. So, yeah, but it's really a very difficult circumstance to justify all this stuff. And the insurance rates. That you never look at when you buy the car. Wait till you get the insurance bill. I got the insurance bill for my new car. And in Massachusetts, they value the insurance premium on what the car costs new. Never mind what it's worth. It's what it costs new. And that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I mean, dude, I'm buying $20,000 for a car for me is ridiculous, and I you can't buy anything.
$20,000? That's nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
$20,000? Oh my goodness.
That's like a wheel.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep. 44 after the hour. Doug Stephens Good Day program. Saying hi to Linda Thurman, who was very, very, very nice. She remembered something and saw something online. So, Linda, thank you very much for bringing that around into the focus. And speaking of focus, I want to, we must, I have to, we've got to. There's no way around it.
Got to
get to something that's near and dear to me. And I'll tell you about it in a moment. Stand by. This is Doug's Good Day.
Today on App Check, iTuner is a music player for the car. It provides full screen info and functionality so you won't crash adjusting the volume. iTuner. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here with new laws on the books. You can expect credit card changes over the next 90 days, but be careful. You may be sucked into overspending without you even knowing it. Here's the social science of it.
Money makes the world go round.
Consumers love those reward credit cards, the ones that earn you free airplane tickets, hotel stays, or expensive electronic gadgets. Don't be surprised if over the next few weeks and months you start receiving emails from your credit card companies advising that you're getting closer to that free reward. All you have to do is spend more to get the prize.
Money, 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 money.
And what's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be sucked in by these reminders. The extra money you spend would probably buy you the free ticket without the debt. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Big ideas often arise out of personal needs. Take Allison O'Kelly, for example. She was a young executive on her way to the top.
Her career took a sharp turn when she became a mom. She didn't want to choose between her career and her new baby.
So her boss offered her a 3-day work week.
But it was still too much. So she resigned and started doing contract work.
She soon found that companies wanted to hire more people like her.
And her friends wanted the same flexibility in their work.
So she started MomCore to match the two groups together.
Now she has a multi-million dollar business, which she still operates from her home.
Think about your unmet needs to find the seed for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Faith Green, Harrison with you. Plenty of buzz about New York City's first green boutique hotel, Greenhouse 26, located in Chelsea. It was supposed to open a couple of months ago, hoping to establish that hotels of all sizes can be successfully green. This New York City all-green hotel will be the first hotel in the city to utilize geothermal heating and cooling, requiring a 1,500-foot deep underground well for every 6 of its 19 stories, cooling in the summer and heating in the winter, with energy costs reduced by 40%. Certified organic towels, organic mattresses, and even organic booze in the eco-friendly roof garden. But as of today, excited New Yorkers keep asking, where is it? Because years later, the building's lot is still totally vacant. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
So this is a good day. 48 minutes after the hour, Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and I, you know how passionate I am about GMO foods, about farming, about the American farmer, about what he or she faces, the problems of dealing with huge government and huge agribusinesses. And one of the things that I find most frustrating is the way the system works. And you've heard me talk about it, maybe not in specific terms, but you've heard me talk in general terms about how the door folds open and shut on not just in the FDA or not just in the government itself. Business people go into government so they can shape policy, then they leave so that their companies benefit from their having shaped policy. There's probably no better example of that than a fellow named Michael Taylor, who is the deputy commissioner now in charge of rules and process for the Food and Drug Administration. His job is to protect you from companies like Monsanto. The only problem with Mr. Taylor is before he was the deputy commissioner at the FDA, he was the second vice president in charge of public relations, media information, and a new product for Monsanto. So how does a guy who is a former vice president for Monsanto, who poisons basically everything that we consume, go over to the FDA that's supposed to protect you from people like Monsanto? How does that happen? How does that work? How do we don't know it because we don't pay attention to it because the government is too big. All right, you want to know something else?
Yes.
There are many people like Jennifer who revere Clarence Thomas. I've always thought...
Excuse me.
Clarence Thomas.
I don't know if I revere him.
Well,
that's a strong word.
You think that he has done a good job as Supreme Court Justice.
Thank
so
you
agree with a lot of his policies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
Did you know that he represented as the chief lawyer for Monsanto for 14 years? He was his firm, and then for 14 years he was at this firm. 4 years he was the chief lawyer for Monsanto. And as a Supreme Court justice, he's ruled in favor of Monsanto every single time an issue has come up involving them. Is this right?
Hmm.
Is this the way you want your government to be run? Is this America in 2015? And there are examples on top of examples on top of examples of this sort of collusion, this kind of crap going on as we try to, the people who are into modern farming, I have a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's supposed to extol the value and virtue of people who are making family farms live and survive. But we're always fighting with the Monsantos of the world, and you got when the cases go to court, you got people like Clarence Thomas, used to work for Monsanto, making the decisions. It's just wrong. But something you should know about as you figure out who you're going to vote for and support as we get into that season. You're 51 after on Good Day.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm in love with a man who loves his dog. In a manner of speaking, Warren Eckstein loves his dogs. I've loved my dog. I came to a conclusion, actually, Warren, that I will share with you in a moment about me having another dog. Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard all around the country every weekend. You can hear him here every day with his anecdotal information about how to be better at a job that is important to most of us, being a pet parent. That's all coming up here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here with new laws on the books. You can expect credit card changes over the next 90 days, but be careful. You may be sucked into overspending without your even knowing it. Here's the social science of it.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Consumers love those reward credit cards, the ones that earn you free airplane tickets, hotel stays, or expensive electronic gadgets. Don't be surprised if over the next few weeks and months you start receiving emails from your credit card companies advising that you're getting closer to that free reward. All you have to do is spend more to get the prize.
Money, 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 money.
And what's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be sucked in by these reminders. The extra money you spend would probably buy you the free ticket without the debt. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Warren Eckstein, the pet person, is here. So, Cecil Aline, you've been posting various things. We've posted them in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com about the airlines banning game trophies. This is something that's not only national but international now. So what other fallout is there from this? I was talking about where we are on the totem pole of humanity, Warren, but you probably have a unique take on this.
Well, you know, I can never understand the concept of killing an animal for sport. It just never made sense to me. I mean, I'm not a hunter, never will be, but I can understand someone if they hunt for food and something they need to survive. But just killing an animal for no apparent reason other than to hang a head on the wall is absolutely ludicrous. I remember having an argument. You know who Ted Nugent is? The King of the Rock?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big hunter. I remember being on the radio with him a year or so ago, and we were arguing about hunting, and he said to me, Warren, you know, if we didn't kill the deer in upstate New York, they would die of starvation. And my response was, Ted, then how come I've never seen a skinny deer come back on anybody's car? And he couldn't answer me at that point. So basically, basically, these people that are spending thousands, and it's more Americans than any other country to go over to Africa to kill these animals that are endangered, is absolutely ludicrous. And I think there should be a laws against it. And I'm glad to see that planes like Delta, and I also believe a British Airway, are now refusing to bring
American, United, Air Canada,
Warren,
on that list.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say that a lot of this is sparked because Zimbabwe knows that there's money there? And they have a tourism built, a whole tourism model built on this hunting?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100%. It's great for tourism, great for Zimbabwe, not great for the lions that are being killed, though. And what possesses someone to come from Minnesota, fly halfway around the world, to kill a beautiful animal?
So,
That $50,000 should have been donated to Zimbabwe to feed the people rather than kill a lion.
That's right.
All right. The focus on dogs and what they eat and what you pay for food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not only food, but it's more expensive to own a dog now than ever. Maybe it's because our friends, the dogs, are being considered more like members of the family. And when it comes to things like dining and staying in a hotel and that sort of thing, we'll pay more. I know I did when I was traveling to Charlotte. I'd pay more to have her. If I had to acknowledge that she was in the room with me, I'd pay as much as $150.
You know, I just posted on my Facebook this morning and why we have that relationship. You know, when I come home from a day's work, the first thing my dog does is do the happy dance when I walk in the house.
Yeah.
So in other words, and the reason for that is the oxytocin levels of both the dog and the person are elevated when they greet each other.
Oh.
And that licking the dog. If you go back to wolves in the wild, wolves would lick each other for, you know, when they greet each other. So when I come home, my dog is licking me and people saying, no, no, no. And I'm just saying, thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad that someone's glad to see me walk in the house.
Yeah.
And so the bottom line is that relationship, I don't think it's going to hinder people from spending the money they need to spend to help their pets. I think it's going to be more difficult, but there are organizations out there that can help people that have difficulties.
And that's really the reason I've decided in my own life I probably will not ever have another dog, because the special feeling that I had for Charlotte, which brought me around to doing a lot of these things we're talking about, I can't imagine having it with another dog. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.